British Columbia's Minister of Education and Child Care Lisa Beer was absent from a meeting she was invited to attend Wednesday, July 30 in Esquette, Alkali Lake, near Williams Lake. Just days before the in-community meeting planned by SK TEM to discuss concerns around bullying and racism in School District 27, South Dakota 27, Beer postponed her visit to Esquette for reasons which the ministry did not say. My team is working closely with the SK TEM First Nation leadership in School District 27 to explore ways to advance student success in the district from a place of collaboration and shared understanding, Beer wrote in a statement to the Tribune. I remain committed to supporting local leadership, building trust and moving forward, government to government. The ministry said a meeting with SK TEM would be rescheduled to a later date. The superintendent and board trustees of SD 27, which instructs 4,600 students across 22 schools in the Cariboo-Chilcotin region, were also invited to attend the minister's visit. That visit is not happening at this time. We will continue to focus on our work with Esquette EMC through the Indigenous Education Council and our local education agreement team, and planning around the recommendations from the School Community Culture and Climate Review ordered by the minister and completed by Safer Schools Together, wrote Cheryl Leonardon, superintendent of SD 27, in a statement to the Tribune. The review was ordered by the minister in the fall of 2024 and a summary of the findings became available in late spring 2025, after which Beer directed the school district act on its recommendations. Beer's planned visit to Esquette was the result of a unified request for her presence by SK TEM Kookpee 7, Chief, Fred Robbins, Grand Chief Stuart Phillip from the Union of British Columbia Indian Chiefs, UBCIC, and by a then-representative of Concerned Parents and Caregivers of Williams Lake, CPWL, all of whom planned to attend. An invitation was formally sent to the minister on April 14 and the date of July 30 was later agreed upon for the visit. While she could not attend, Beer said her door remains open for discussion to ensure all students have access to a welcoming and inclusive learning environment. The purpose of the meeting was to share with the minister firsthand accounts of racism and bullying in South Dakota 27 and drive home SK TEM and CPWL's unified demand for an investigation in the school district. Each have collected full binders of testimonies which cause them to claim there is an urgent crisis in South Dakota 27. SK TEM went ahead with the meeting despite the minister's absence and plans to share a statement in the coming days.